This hour by Frederick Remington, fully cooked, ready-to-eat bacon. Exclusive, no refrigeration, 10-year extended shelf life bacon. The thickest media center-cut bacon in the industry at fullycookedbacon.com.
With another hour of What's on Your Mind, the most listened to radio program on the Northern Plains, and we have great gratitude for that. Thank you very much. Busy week. We'll be on the road later this week at the Greater North Dakota Chamber Policy Summit at the Ramkota Hotel in Bismarck on Thursday. Looking forward to that. And Governor Doug Burgum will be our guest. Friday will be in Medora. And I'm hoping our buddy Joe Wiegand will join us for a good chunk of the show and some other of Medora's finest. Every time we are out there, we never have enough time for Joe. So I said, let's just make Joe co-host for the show. Let's just have him on for the whole show. Not every day you get a chance to, you know, hang out with Teddy Roosevelt. And he's a great Teddy Roosevelt. He is. Great addition to Medora. So, looking forward to that on Friday on the program. We have a few other things that are happening this week as well. Steve Moore will join us tomorrow. Also, Lynn Helms of the Department of Mineral Resources, Congressman Kramer on Wednesday. Friday on the program, we asked you, hey, who do you want for guests on this show? Who do you want us to... We should be on the list. Dick Morris was one. He'll join us at the bottom of this hour. We didn't wait long for that. He's written a new book about the intelligence war on Donald Trump. So Dick Morris coming up at the bottom of the hour. And Stephen Moore is another whose book about freedom is just absolutely priceless. So good stuff there as well. Want to thank our fine sponsors who make this program go, and that includes the good folks at the University of Mary. Been talking a lot about... nurses lately, because there are so many opportunities out there for nurses. University of Mary obviously has recognized that and offering the courses every 5 weeks, part-time, full-time options. Now offering a Master's of Science in Nursing degree for $15,000, which is a incredible value in comparison to similar programs elsewhere, which can run as much as $8,000 higher. So they're on it. Earning your master's degree in nursing from the University of Mary is a smart choice. Caring for others is what you do, and caring for you is what they do at the University of Mary. Find out more at umary.edu/MSN today to apply. We have a few fundamental values here on What's on Your Mind. And one of those is that national security and energy security are linked. So when you think about what is done every day in the oil and gas industry in North Dakota as an example, and think of it as contributing to our national security as well as our energy security, that's a really good thing. There's some new studies out about this on the impacts of the oil and natural gas industry and the U.S. economy and our national security. And to talk about it today, we're joined by Captain James McCormick. He is the program director for an entity called Vets for Energy, which calls on government officials at every level to consider how those decisions they make on energy policy impact U.S. national security. Captain McCormick, thanks for joining us. How are you?
I'm doing very well. How about yourself?
Better now that we have you on the program, and looking forward to getting a little cliff note or two on some of this work you've been on recently on this important topic. As I say, it's kind of one of our fundamental values here, but we don't necessarily spend time digging into the details as we're going to do today with you, and I appreciate the fact that you're doing it. But start with the big picture on mm-hmm. why we should all connect the dots between our U.S. national security and our energy policy.
Well, you know, there's two things that you're taught, that you never be dependent on your enemy or for anyone else to provide you. And one of them is your food, and the other one is your fuel. The fact that we now are in a position in many places in America that we are dependent on foreign resources to provide both puts us in kind of a particular, particularly bad situation, in that we understand the direct link, and especially with energy, as we look at, you know, how many times that we've been to the Persian Gulf since the 1970s, the late 1970s. You know, we've seen many, many, many people travel in and out of the Middle East. And you know, we're going to continue to do that as long as there is a dependency not only for us, but also a dependency on our allies that have to depend on those resources. Because right now, I mean, if you look at how each and every one of us are dependent, let's just take oil and natural gas, but let's just focus on oil right now. You find me something that you have at your desk right now, or that I have at my desk right now, that isn't impacted by the petroleum industry. It could be our cell phones. It could be the bottle of water that I'm drinking here, the bottle, the telephone, the ink on the paper. I mean, almost everything is impacted by that. So we have a tremendous need for it, and regardless of what some people may allude to or claim, you know, for us to just turn off the tap or to stop production or to not be more effectively finding ways to make us totally energy independent, and then also make us to the point to where we can supply our allies, you know, when they – no one can argue the fact that the need is there. So we think of everything that we have in the military inventory. We think of let's just take a small ship. How many motors are on that ship? How many little engines and generators that are on that ship that are dependent on petroleum for lubrication, for the actual, operation of the equipment? You know, you find that, we have a bigger issue here than just gas in your car, or just being able to turn on the air in your home or the heat in your home, depending on where you're at. So energy plays a key role. When you shut that energy off, then you create a tremendous amount of havoc in the country. And you can just look at places that have been hit by hurricane or a flood or whatnot, where they have lost access to energy. They have lost access to just basic lighting, the ability to run the city water and sewer systems. You run into some big problems real quick. So it's very important that we look at energy as a national security impact, because it has a tremendous impact on national security and on your individual security and my individual security.
And we don't often link those. Yeah, we don't often link those. Where are we at now, today, given that we've had, the Bakken is a big part of mm-hmm. the reason why we have more. We have, shale plays throughout mm-hmm. the country that are emerging. Are we at a point now we can be a little less choosy about what conflicts we engage in, related to, a particular source of oil that would be overseas? Do we have do we tip that balance yet enough to be a little more choosy?
Well, not at this time, but we're getting closer. We are getting closer. We are much closer now than we have been. Let me give you a few numbers here. Statistics show that more than 1.2 billion people worldwide lack access to electricity. 2.7 billion live with inadequate cooking facilities. And worldwide energy consumption will increase 48% by 2040, 78% of which will be met by fossil fuels, oil, natural gas, and coal. You know, these things are not going away, but we are getting closer. We can be an energy independent America, and we can be a world leader in exporting that energy to our allies. that's going to require us working together. And I don't think anybody is asking anyone to just, you know, throw all things into the wind and just do it without, you know, any kind of regulatory oversight. We say do it and do it safe. We say do it and do it responsibly. And it's done that way. As someone that served 22 years in the Army, I have been to the Middle East many times, many months, many nights in that area, seeing the day in, day out operation, the way things work. I can tell you this, they have no EPA there. They have no OSHA there. They have no basic, oversight of even where the money goes when you're spending the money in some of these countries. So let's think about that. We're close. We need to get more done. We have to get more accomplished. It's not a greed thing. It is a need thing because we're going to go up 48% in energy production.
Interesting numbers. Hold that thought, if you will.
Yeah.
Captain, more after this. Don't go away.
We listen. Call 800-228-0550 and tell us what's on your mind.
PetroServe USA. When you want to gas up, grab a snack, get on your way.
Come on in to a nearby PetroServe USA location and pick four for just four. That's right. Get a single-topping personal pan hot stuff pizza, a 20-ounce fountain pop, and any two cookies all day, every day. Four items, just $4 at PetroServe USA.
Helping America feel better. PetroServe USA.
Central Steel Building and Construction in Carrington is your source for the outstanding Shivers Performance System. Shivers' revolutionary CompuDry Command Center is a fully automatic computerized control offering you precision, control, efficiency, and capacity, assuring your grain is dried to your exact specifications. Minimize your drying costs and maximize your profits. Let Shivers handle your grain. Check out your Shivers system today at grainstuff.com or call 701-652-2886. Central Steel Building and Construction, your source for Shivers Performance System.
MBI Energy Services is hiring all throughout the Bakken. If you're looking for a rewarding career in the energy industry with an established North Dakota company, look no further than MBI Energy Services, serving the Williston Basin and beyond since 1979. MBI offers comprehensive training, excellent pay, great benefits, and a variety of work schedules. Join a team that's in it for the long haul. Apply with MBI today. Visit MBIEnergyServices.com or call 844-MBI-JOBS to set up a same-day interview. 844-MBI-JOBS.
Hi, I'm Peter Stendrum, president of First International Bank and Trust. From humble beginnings in 1910, our four-generation family-owned business has been delivering on our promise to help dreams come true, one customer at a time. Our style of banking places the focus on you first and your overall experience. We keep your best interests in mind and strive to provide smart financial solutions that improve and simplify your life. We're First International Bank and Trust. How can we help you?
Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender.
It's a no-brainer. A Big Berkey water filter is the one you need, period. You need a water filter that removes chlorine, fluoride, pharmaceuticals, BPA, and other endocrine disruptors, pesticides, bacteria, viruses, and much more, right? And does it all at only 2 cents per gallon. Get the original, most trusted name in gravity water filtration, Big Berkey. And now GCN listeners receive 5% off ceramic filter systems using code GCN. Call or click 1-877-99-BERKEY or BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. That's 1-877-99-BERKEY.
Did you know children are 52 times more likely to suffer from identity theft than adults? Credit alerts will not fix the fallout. Liberty ID does, and here's an exciting offer just for you. Go to LibertyID.com and cover your entire family, your spouse, your children, and your parents for only $129 a year. Use promo code FREETRIAL and we'll give you the first 60 days free. That's LibertyID.com, promo code FREETRIAL. LibertyID.com. LibertyID.com.
NDSU and its faculty and staff really just called a correction. What you call when the market does that? In other words, graduation rates are, I think, just short of terrible. Probably enrollment is down somewhat. It's like if you've got the production staff more on than you have necessary for, you make a correction. It's not terrible. It's a rather good thing. We might shed a couple of political science people.
All right. A little commentary on things in the news at NDSU. Welcome your calls always. 24 hours a day, 7 days a week, as a matter of fact, at 855-200-1776. You can leave us a message anytime, day or night. You can join our conversation live. We're chatting today with Captain James McCormick, who is the Vets for Energy Program Director. We're talking about a study that's just out in the last month or so from the American Petroleum Institute that does a deep dive on the impacts of oil and gas production on the economy of the United States. And they've got all the numbers gathered from 2015. So we're talking a little bit about that today and linking also the U.S. national security with energy security with our guest, Captain McCormick. Questions for him? Welcome to 258-0550, 800-228-0550, or email todd226-8503 or me, 701-367-2054. Brought to you in part today by our friends at MyPillow. Boy, we sold a lot of pillows last week. That means a lot of you need a better night's sleep, and I'm guessing there's some more of you. I'm also guessing you have somebody in the family who's headed off to college, and you want them to have a good night's sleep. Most important thing to their health. Get off to a good start at college, right? Well, MyPillow.com, promo code Scott will save you money, and you get the family four-pack, the two premium, and the two travel pillows. So that's a nice little touch. MyPillow.com, promo code Scott. Up to 50% off everything on the site. You want the mattress pads or the toppers or the pet pillow beds? You got those too at MyPillow.com. MyPillow.com, promo code Scott. And save yourself big league money. Right, Todd? Big league? Big league money. That's what Todd calls it. Big league money. If you can't do MyPillow.com, you can also call them 800-506-9028. 800-506-9028. All right, back with Captain McCormick from Vets for Energy. So let's pull out some of these numbers. Obviously, I'm watching the North Dakota numbers. All U.S. numbers are in there. But, you know, you've got direct impact. You've got indirect impact. You've got induced impact. I mean, this is... This removes any doubt that there is some major, major impact on the economy from oil and gas, most of which we could narrow this down to really jobs, being about jobs, right?
That's right. Well, I mean, we're talking 10.3 million U.S. jobs are supported by natural gas and oil in 2015. I mean, those are huge numbers. And then when you look at household savings, on the average American household saved $1,300 on energy costs in 2015.
Now, wait a minute. Let's talk about that. How do we get a savings? Is it because more domestic energy means our energy costs are down?
No, primarily due to natural gas. The use of natural gas has brought the energy cost, the energy costs down greatly. And I can tell you that, it's also cleaner. I mean, it's also playing out and showing that, natural gas consumption is, everyone's screaming about the environment. And we all want to breathe good air and drink good water. And I'm telling you, the numbers are playing out. And the EPA has even said that it is, it is safe and clean and doing wonders. So, I mean, it's saving money. It's creating a better atmosphere. And we need to do more of it. I mean, we do need to have more domestic energy production. We have got to do that. But we can't forget about our oil, and we can't forget about our coal, and we can't forget about our renewables that are out there. I mean, we are truly an all-the-above energy organization of veterans that believe that there is a place for every bit of it. We believe there's a place for solar, and we believe there's a place for wind energy, and we believe there's a place for renewables. But we also see that the need is primarily put on our oil, natural gas, and what they classify as fossil fuels. So, I mean, and that's going to be around for a long time, a very long time.
Captain James McCormick, Program Director for Vets for Energy, is with us today on the program. As I mentioned at the top, the idea of connecting energy security and national security go hand in hand, and that's why I love that there's a vets group out there talking about this, because the more you promote American energy, the less opportunity there is for you and for your fellow veterans and members of our active duty guard and reserve to be put in harm's way. That I don't think is on the minds of most Americans. They don't connect those dots, but they need to.
Well, let me connect a few dots in there, because I did 22 years. I'm in Dallas, Texas today at the Military Order of the Purple Heart Conference, which I am a member. I am a three-time recipient of the Purple Heart, all because of gunshot wounds received in the Middle East. Now, as I come here, I can tell you that what we all think and what we all desire is that there be some day that we have no longer will have a need for the military. We don't want new members in the Military Order of the Purple Heart, just like Gold Star family don't want new members. Those are family members that lost loved ones in the war. So when we look at and we start to connect these dots, and you really start to look at how terrorism is funded through these backdoor avenues from energy sales, by the way, nobody can doubt that. No one can doubt that. No one can debate you on that. We have seen it. We know that it's happening. The fact that we have countries where we can't track, we don't have an international banking system that can go in and track where money is going to Al-Qaeda, ISIS, and everything else. We're dependent on, our intelligence, whether it be, signal intelligence or whether it be human intelligence, UMINT or SIGNET. And both of them are telling us this is what's going on, folks. I mean, the black market cost of an AK-47 bullet in Iraq today, and I just checked it, and there's places where you can check it, is 17 cents. 17 cents for a bullet for a 7.62 by 39, which is fired in the AK-47 assault rifle. 17 cents. And you think about when we're pumping gas, or when we're turning on our heat, is there any way that even a half a cent of a billion users could possibly be making it somehow through some backdoor channel to help fund terrorism? When you think about that.
That's good food for thought. Captain McCormick, thanks a ton. Thank you for your service. My gosh. Silver Star, Bronze Stars, three Purple Hearts. What a hero. We appreciate you so much, and keep on this battle. We're right alongside you.
Like us on Facebook. Follow us on Twitter. Find the easy links at whatsonyourmindradio.com.
Stopping energy development. That's the goal of the new left, according to Craig Stevens of GAIN. Grow America's infrastructure now. We spoke with him recently about whether it's time to move on past the protest of the Dakota Access Pipeline protest. He says it's not over.
That's the problem. It's not over. It's not over there in North Dakota. It's not over along that line. We're going to continue to see, I think, disruption. We're also seeing protests in every interstate pipeline that's really under construction. It is the new playbook. It is a cost to doing business, I think, for any infrastructure company, but it's the new playbook for the left. And what they're trying to do is stop energy development in this country. They're trying to stop the heart of energy development by cutting off the veins of energy infrastructure. And we're seeing that all over this country. And if that happens, we're going to rely more on foreign sources of energy. It's going to hamper our economy. And it's going to cost tens of thousands of people who work on these lines their jobs.
Protests are still happening on the Dakota Access Pipeline. And as you heard, on other energy infrastructure projects across the USA. This still matters. Thanks, Craig. That's another radio history of the Dakota Access Pipeline project. Thanks for listening. And join us again soon.
Heart disease is on the rise. Clogged arteries, high blood pressure, and high cholesterol levels may not be fully detected by you, but the symptoms are there. Loss of energy, blood sugar spikes and drops, poor circulation, and irregular heartbeat are just a few of these that can alert you that something is wrong. Hear how Heart and Body Extract is making a difference in thousands of people's lives across America.
My blood pressure has normalized. My diabetes has totally improved.
Everyone is telling me now how much healthier I look, and I'm feeling
everyone how much healthier I feel. I recommend Heart and Body Extract to everyone.
Anybody over 40 in the North American continent should be using this product as a preventative to keep their cardiovascular system healthy.
Order your two-month supply today by calling 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. Or order online, hbextract.com. Heart and Body Extract, 866-295-5305 or hbextract.com.
Investing is a long-term process. How many times can you think of in the last decade that the stock market has destroyed retirement funds for people just like you and me? For your existing IRA, you need the security that gold has provided for centuries. Remember, gold has never been worth zero. Capital Gold would like to introduce you to the Home Storage Gold IRA. It's a self-directed IRA set up with all the protection and tax benefits of an LLC. But the big difference in this IRA is you invest in gold and you hold it in your possession. You can't do that with stocks. That's security. You can transfer any type of IRA hassle-free in days. Please call right now and learn more, and we'll waive the $500 setup fee and give you a free safe to store your gold. 800-535-7789. 800-535-7789. 800-535-7789. That's 800-535-7789.
For an example, in this Virginia thing, had there not been injuries and deaths, I don't think we'd be hearing about it at all to speak of. And therefore, I come back to the protest we had south of town here and give those accolades to our police officers and law enforcement, because they managed to keep it way down and take good care of it, and no one got hurt. So they deserve that, and the West Virginia people, I feel sorry for. Thanks.
Yeah, I was in Virginia, but I hear you. That every bit is dangerous with the, you know, cannibal, no question about it. And law enforcement did a great job. Good point. 800-228-0550, Dick Morrison, just a moment. Brought to you today by our friends at MBI Energy. They are hiring in all service areas throughout the Bakken. If you're looking for a rewarding career in the energy industry, with an established North Dakota company, look no further than MBI Energy Services. Serving the Williston Basin and beyond since 1979, MBI offers comprehensive training, excellent pay, great benefits, and a variety of work schedules. Join a team that's in it for the long haul. Apply with MBI today. MBIEnergyServices.com or call 844-MBI-JOBS to set up a same-day interview. 844-MBI jobs. Tell them Scott sent you. All right, Dick Morris is the author of Rogue Spooks, The Intelligence War on Donald Trump. In it, he has, and by the way, it comes out officially tomorrow, so we're getting the sneak peek today from Dick Morris on this intelligence war on Donald Trump. In it, he uncovers the facts behind allegations of foreign meddling in the 2016 presidential election. Kind of facts that the media tend to ignore. And I also think that this leak war of intelligence information, for instance, which is unlawful, and all the other leaks that are happening are part of a deep state, it's called. It just means people entrenched in bureaucracy, the swamp, if you will, their war against the President of the United States. Why? That in and of itself hasn't been the subject of congressional hearings and media stories. I have no idea. I really don't. It's amazing to me. Here he is, folks, the author of Rogue Spooks, Dick Morris. Welcome back, Dick. How are you?
Hey, Scott. How are you doing?
I'm doing well.
We should just pause and note that it was on your radio show 5 years ago that I predicted Donald Trump would defeat Hillary Clinton.
How about that? Exactly, yeah. Right. Yeah. And I think I was saying, I hope you're right. But you were the accurate one.
Right.
We always appreciate your insight and analysis. What's going on with this intelligence war on Donald Trump? Explain it. What is it?
Sure. I have a new book out literally today called Rogue Spooks, The Intelligence War on Donald Trump. This is an effort by this deep state that are the permanent bureaucracy that believes it runs the country and that it knows better than we do. And it's an effort to remove Donald Trump from office because he won't do their bidding. And it began when the Obama people realized that Trump would get the nomination. And then it moved into high gear when, unexpectedly, he won the election. It centered around a dossier that was prepared by a former British spy. We don't know who paid for it, just Hillary supporters, and we don't know actually who wrote it. But it contained all sorts of crazy allegations that Trump and Putin had planned the election together. And the negotiations apparently took place in Prague, and Trump's representative was his lawyer, Michael Cohen. But Cohen has never been to Prague. The passport shows that. And one after another, all of the things in the dossier have been shown to be total fabrications. But yet that dossier remains still the fundamental document on which all of this scandal rests. They tried to get it published, and nobody would touch it because it couldn't be authenticated. Then John McCain gave a copy to James Comey. Now, Comey knew about the dossier. He had seen it, or most of it. And, in fact, he had told Christopher Steele that the FBI would pay him $50,000 of taxpayer money in the middle of an election to verify the charges against Donald Trump, and Steele couldn't do it. But knowing that the document was flawed and knowing that it was full of lies and unverified, McCain gave it to Comey. And Comey then said, oh, a United States senator has given this to me. It's my duty to pass it on to the president and to the media and to the Congress, knowing full well that it would then get into the media. So about 10 days before Trump took office, this phony dossier is all over the place. And people look at it with a grain of salt because it couldn't really, it's kind of crazy. And then one after another, leaks come out of the establishment of the intel agencies verifying what's in the dossier. And the leaks are as phony as the dossier. One of them on February 14th said the FBI overheard Trump staffers talking to Russian intel agents, which turned out to be totally untrue. They said 17 agencies participated in this assessment. That turned out to be completely untrue. Comey's testified 4 months later that none of it happened. And it's a whole series of these leaks come out designed to build the phony case for this collusion. And they're all orchestrated by Brennan, the former head of the CIA, and Holder, the former head of the Justice Department, and Comey, the head of the FBI, and I believe by the Obama administration.
Before Obama left office, didn't Brennan and Susan Rice do something related to, who could, in declassifying information and allowing more people to see things so that therefore it'd be harder to find out who the culprits were in these leaks, right? They did that late in the administration, right?
Precisely. And then they also took about 1,000 political appointees who were their spooks in all of these agencies and made them civil service so they couldn't be fired by the incoming administration. And then the Democrats slow-walked the approval of Trump's nominees. So as of now, 70 have been approved. Equivalent time, Obama had 400 approved.
Are these Obama moles still there?
Yes.
I mean, they're still at the FBI and CIA and White House, and they're all still there.
All still there in civil service jobs or in agencies where there's been no Senate confirmation. And at the moment, in the FBI, nothing has changed. You have all of Comey's guys there. It's now led by Andrew McCabe, who is heavily involved in the leaking and in the deep state stuff. So they do all of this, and it drives Trump kind of crazy. And Comey meets with Trump, the FBI director meeting with his boss, the president, and says, and the president says, how are you doing on border patrol? How are you doing on drugs? What's going on counterterrorism? How are you doing on stopping domestic terrorism in the U.S.? And all it gets back from Comey is, I'm chasing down the charges that you colluded with Putin. He says, I didn't collude with Putin. This is nonsense. Go do your job. And Comey then writes it up in a memo, leaks it, and says, this is obstruction of justice. And they get Mueller appointed special prosecutor. Mueller is as biased as you can get. He hires all of the top criminal lawyers he can find. He get one of the lawyers he hires is Susan Rhee, who is Hillary's lawyer at the Clinton Foundation. And six of his people have given money to Obama or to Hillary or to Democrats, none to Republicans. And Mueller himself admits that basically he's not going to be able to show that any crime occurred or that there was collusion. Instead, he's going to go after showing obstruction of justice. And it's on that basis that we're about to lose our president of the United States.
When you say we're about to lose our president of the United States, by the way, Dick Morris is with us. The new book, by the way, is Rogue Spooks, The Intelligence War on Donald Trump. A couple minutes left with Dick. When you say we're about to lose him, I was just about to ask you, what's the, you know, how does, you anticipate the next move of the leaders of this coup and what Trump should do?
Yeah, their next move is, of course, that they will, they'll find anything anybody has ever done and use that to coerce testimony, which probably will be inaccurate, and use that to try to frame Trump, and use that to try to win the by elections in 18, and use that to try to get enough votes to throw Trump out of office. And I believe they may well succeed. I think the thing that we have to do to counter it, which is what I wrote the book about, is to select our own special prosecutor, to have for Trump to appoint a prosecutor to prosecute the prosecutor and go after each of these leaks every day, all of which are illegal, all of which come from Mueller's office. In the last 4 or 5 days, we all learned the details of the search of Manafort's house, of the breaking down the door, of the SWAT team, of knocking on his bedroom door, of...
Yeah, how do we know that? It's not something we're supposed to know.
All of that is one big illegal leak. All of it. None of that is public information. Manafort didn't issue a press release on that. And every piece of information we get about this investigation every day is a separate violation of the law. They should have a prosecutor going after that, and while they're at it, going after Hillary and Lynch and Comey. You have to smash this conspiracy before it takes over our country. I hear myself talking, Scott, and I'm reaching up to feel my head. I do not have a tin hat on. I mean, you know, I got a president elected. I mean, I'm part of the establishment, and to see this is just absolutely terrifying.
If I think Congress, we have Republican majorities in Congress. I mean, they need to have some hearings on this and get some sunshine on this, don't they?
They certainly do, but don't undersell how intimidated senators and congressmen are by the deep state. In 1976, Carter was elected attacking the CIA, and he appointed Ted Sorensen, JFK's speechwriter, to be the head of it, a real good liberal guy who would probably clean out the agency. And the Senate wouldn't confirm him because he'd had a messy divorce, because he was a CO during the war, because. But the point
Good point. By the way, there's a classic Chuck Schumer quote out there saying Trump is stupid to take on the intelligence community because they always get back at you. That's what he said out loud because he has taken this stuff on straight on. Hey, thanks for unearthing all the details on this, Dick. Best of luck to you. We'll talk again soon. Take care.
Thank you.
Dick Morris. Rogue Spooks, The Intelligence War on Donald Trump. More after this.
What's on your mind? So call and tell us at 800-228-0550 or 701-258-0550.
If you're a foreman for an oil company, listen up. Eric from Delta Constructors wants your business. Here's what they can do for you.
We can do turnkey well sites, flow lines, set your pump jacks, fabricate conditioning modules, modular skids, tank batteries. We can do electrical and mechanical design, survey work, field engineering on the electrical and mechanical side, pipe insulation. We do have portable fire trailer.
Turnkey solutions. One call does it all. Call Eric, 406-250-8151 or deltaconstructors.net.
Have you been living with that musty smell in your damp basement? Your home is your greatest asset, so let Precision Concrete Cutters help you preserve and protect it. Perhaps you've been struggling with water seeping in, but you've been putting off the inevitable. At Precision Concrete Cutters, we have a solution for every basement problem. From wall bracing to water seepage to complete foundation replacement. Connect with Precision Concrete Cutters today. Go to PCCND.com. That's PCCND.com for a free estimate and to learn more.
What's it take to have a really good job? A company you like to work for, work worth doing, and a really nice paycheck every 2 weeks? Polar Service Center has one waiting for you right now. My friends at Polar Service Center, largest tank trailer manufacturer in North America, has service centers all throughout the country. And in Kildare, North Dakota, and Williston, North Dakota, they have some great positions open right now. With pay rates up to $32 an hour. I'll say it again, up to $32 an hour. Incredible benefit package and much, much more. Call Maria right now for details on this. In Kildare, certified welder, sandblaster, wash rack attendant, and diesel mechanic positions open right now. In Williston, they're in need of a certified welder. Polar Service Center is waiting. Tell your friends and neighbors about this incredible opportunity. 612-214-4781. 612-214-8781. Ask for Maria at Polar Service Center.
Being self-reliant is about being prepared and to do what you need to have your own source of renewable energy. Portable Solar LLC offers the most powerful EMP-hardened solar system on the market that is transportable from place to place. And the best part, it's very affordable. Contact them at PortableSolarLLC.com or call for details at 972-575-8875. Sol Arc EMP-hardened solar generator, energy insurance for your family or business. Call Portable Solar LLC today or go to PortableSolarLLC.com to check out their patent-pending technology.
If you're 85 or younger, would you like peace of mind and comfort for your family? We're Final Expense Direct with an urgent message for you. The average funeral today costs over $8,000, but the most you'll get from government benefits is $255. How will your family pay the difference? We can help. Our senior plans start as low as just a dollar a day and pay up to $30,000 for a funeral and other final expenses. Peace of mind is easy. There's no medical exam. You'll have lifetime coverage, and your plan can't be canceled as long as you pay your premiums. Call now for free information about our senior plans. Answer a few simple questions and receive approval right on the phone. Plus, call right now, and we'll give you a discount prescription card for free. Call 800-557-0158. That's 800-557-0158. Again, 800-557-0158.
Is that Ellen painting her garage?
Yesterday she was trimming her hedges.
What's her secret?
I heard she was eating this new superberry called the Aronia Berry.
Aronia? What?
Aronia Berries from superberries.com. They're known for having one of the highest levels of antioxidants that helps with overall wellness.
Where can we get them?
Go to superberries.com/radio. And right now we get a free smoothie recipe book with our order. Plus we can save $4 at checkout.
I can't wait. I've got lots of projects I need to get done.
Yes, you do.
Choose health. Eat purple. Superberries.com.
The show go for crying out loud. Todd, we're done. This is it. 5 minutes left. We better finish with a flare. We're going to. Brought to you today by our friends at Polar Service Center. $32 an hour. That's what they pay. They train you. They have an incredible benefits package. Great pay. Kildare location, Williston location. If you have a loved one that is a certified welder, diesel mechanic, sandblaster, wash rack attendant, and you want them to work for a great company, right here at home, tell them to call Maria, 612-214-8781. 612-214-8781. Tell them here, $32 an hour, great benefits, great company, What's not to love? 612-214-8781. Chris Berg is here, host of Point of View. You watch it on KX4 at 6:30, on West Dakota Fox at 9:30. Hello, sir. How are you?
Doing very well. How are you, sir?
I'm barely back down to earth after a weekend of enormous frustration, but I finally figured out why I'm frustrated. I read the Wall Street Journal editorial page this morning, and then it reminded me why I'm frustrated. Under the lead editorial headline of "The Poison of Identity Politics." So all weekend long, I thought I was mad about the stupidity of saying, you know, Trump said this, but he should have said this. When you read Trump's comments, he did better than most presidents. But no Trump hater is ever going to recognize that. Okay. And I'm going to get out of the weeds of what happened in Charlottesville, Virginia, and just say we have come to a place where identity politics is running the show. And that is what's dangerous. That's what we need to, there's a deeper ailment here than sickos that represent 0.0000% of our population. A ridiculously small amount of people are in this KKK neo-Nazis. It's a small group of folks that should have been better managed by the police in Virginia, honestly. But the bigger issue is what we've become with identity politics. That's the plague that we need to tackle head on. Do you agree or disagree?
There's no doubt that needs to be handled. What I'm concerned about is that we're rotten from within. We are rotting from within as a nation. I mean, the thing that no one's really talked about, Scott, that I'm going to talk about tonight on the show, is we all need to take a step back for a moment and understand that a young man who's 20 years old had so much hate in his heart that he's willing to drive a car 40 miles per hour into a group of people that are there exercising their First Amendment rights. I mean, I don't know about you, but that's when I think about that and really go, wow.
I don't take that any different than somebody that assassinates a cop. Think of the hate it takes to sneak up on a cop sitting in a car and, boom, kill him.
Right, but my point is, I don't want, and that's what I'm going to say, I don't want to get into moral equivalencies here. And we can do that all day long.
I'm just saying there's hate. You're right. And this particular group is thankfully a fringe group that has been given way more publicity than they've earned this weekend from this senseless stupidity that went on in the Virginia. Call it out. I'm with you. But I'm just saying everybody's in their silos hating. And if I hate you for your political opinion, is that any worse or better than if I hate you because of the color of your skin? Hate's hate.
I agree. So what do you do about it is what I'm saying. I mean, what's hard for me to wrap my brain around is a person even process that in their brain to take their car. Now, whether he's a white nationalist or a, you know, Black Lives Matter person or whoever it might be, my point is that's how some people are thinking and processing information these days. So what are we going to do to change that? I mean, everyone wants to talk about laws or taking away statues or, you know, all these sort of things. But at the end of the day, we got to start talking about how are we going to change people's hearts. I mean, how do you start to really change people's hearts in a way that I don't sit there in a vehicle used as a weapon and want to drive it 40 miles per hour into a group of people, which, by the way, here's a guy who I'm assuming claims himself to be a white nationalist, white supremacist, and kills a white woman.
Yeah, well, that whole situation was out of control. I think the police blew it. I don't know how everything got as bad as it did. It was an abysmal failure on all fronts. But nonetheless, if he's intending to kill somebody with his car and whoever he killed somebody that was on the other side, it's sick. I'm completely with you. I'm completely with you on rotting from within. I'm completely, I think the only anecdote to hate is love. And for all the vitriol directed at the president over the weekend, he was the one guy talking about, hey, love each other. Enough of this. Study this. Find out why this is happening, but let's start loving each other. What's better than that?
Well, we all need to heed that advice and start doing it, because what my concern is that from this rotting from within, the only thing that's going to unite us is when North Korea starts throwing off nukes. And I just don't want to have another 9/11, and we have to wait for a tragedy for us to wake up and say, you know what, let's have a conversation, let's disagree, but I'm not going to disagree with you to the point that I want to drive a car 40 miles per hour into your point of view.
Yeah, I agree with all of that without question. I just think you got to get, you know, we're in the weeds. We're in the weeds talking about...
I don't think so. To me, that everything else is a Band-Aid. Until we start talking about, hey, what are you going to do? And I think it's sort of a Gandhi thing, where be the change you want to see in the world. But until you start...
I'm agreeing with you. We're not disagreeing. I'm saying we're in the weeds when we're down there at saying, well, this happened in that group, but what about that group? And they were there, too, and there was another side there. That's the weeds. The bigger picture is this identity politics. You're saying rotting from within. I think identity politics is what's causing the rotting from within.
Yeah.
And I think Trump's the one guy who said, hey, love fixes it. And everybody says he doesn't say enough. It's crazy.
I'm telling our listeners about things I own, because I can tell you wholeheartedly they're the best. And Tropitone patio furniture is that, from hot spring spas and pool tables too. Why is this the best, Vince?
Well, it's commercial. They started in 1959. In the first 15 years of their business, they were commercial only, and then opened up to the private sector. Like, if you go to Vegas or anywhere on vacation, typically your outdoor furniture is going to be Tropitone. 15-year warranty. It's very comfortable. Is it the cheapest stuff out there? No, it's not meant to be. But you will enjoy it more than any other patio furniture you could get anywhere.
Talk about the fire table. That's great.
That is the best, because, you know, it's a 90,000 BTU fire table. We use it every night. You don't smell like smoke when you go in, so you don't have to throw your clothes away or shower. And you can put it right on your deck by code. So
hot spring spas and pool tables, too. See some great Tropitone furniture today. Minot, Grand Forks, Fargo, Bismarck, too. HotspringND.com.
The answer to being in control of your own health care is freedom from insurance. Become part of a group of self-pay patients that come together to share in each other's medical expenses. Individual share amounts begin at $107 a month and $347 for families. Choose from three health sharing programs. Holistic treatments may be eligible for sharing. See guidelines. Discount programs available for dental, vision, and pharmacy. Go to libertyoncall.org. That's libertyoncall.org.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX, or my website, danpilla.com.
Are you one of the 15 million men who suffer from an enlarged prostate? If your life revolves around finding the closest bathroom, if you're tired of waking up many times a night to urinate, then you need to know about Prostate Miracle. Prostate Miracle contains beta-cytosterol, which is 3,000 times stronger than salt palmetto. To claim your $10 Patriot discount, go to prostatemiracle.com and enter promo code PATRIOT. Or call 877-965-2140. That's 877-965-2140.
If there's a toxic chemical biological gas smoke emergency while traveling at home or on your job, are you protected? Are you prepared? There are over 400,000 fires in the USA every year. Up to 85% of all deaths in a fire are due to smoke inhalation. 3 minutes without air and we as humans will die. Be prepared and escape safely with our Safe Escape smoke hoods, giving you up to 60 minutes of breathable air protection. Order yours online at ase-safety.com. That's ase-safety.com. And get up to 40% off plus free shipping.
Today, how to get started on incorporating your business in just 10 minutes, so you won't lose everything if you get sued. Step 1. Stop putting it off. If you're not incorporated and someone sues your business tomorrow, it's not just your business at risk. You can lose everything. Your home, your car, even your life savings. Step 2. Call incorporate.com to start your incorporation in just 10 minutes. Or get a free incorporation toolkit, including exclusive information on how to start and grow your business. Call 1-800-943-6798. Incorporate.com doesn't provide legal or financial advice. They just make incorporating quick and easy, so you can start incorporating or forming an LLC in just 10 minutes. Step 3. Congratulate yourself. By taking just 10 minutes, you're on the way to protecting your home, car, and life savings. And that is how you get started on incorporating your business in just 10 minutes. Call 1-800-943-6798. Incorporate.com is giving away incorporation toolkits for free. That's 1-800-943-6798.